गुरु प्रमानंद ओम ज्ञानत मिरंधस्य ज्ञानंजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप रूपं सग्रजातं सगना रघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साधुहितं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्तांश्च वंशाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभयैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्तरिसुतारिणे हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा हरे रामा राम रामा हरे नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरयेत् मुखं करोति वासलं पङ्गुलं हयति गिरिं दत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् श्रीगुरुदिनचरणं श्रीचैतन्यश्वरं नम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयप्रकाशं सो फार श्री राधाष्टमी लास्ट फ्यू डेज वी हैव बीन हियरिंग डिफरेंट पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ राधारानी सो आई वॉज थिंकिंग दैट मेनी डिवोटीज मस्ट बी स्पीकिंग डिफरेंट पास्ट टाइम्स सो आई वॉज प्लानिंग टू discuss some philosophy on Radharani. Just last night, my Srihari said, Maharaj, Jananivas Prabhu today spoke all philosophy about Radharani. Then I was very worried, then what shall I speak? I have not prepared to speak any pastimes. So anyway, last few years we have been discussing many different pastimes and also I'll just tell some pastimes which I don't know completely also. So just to pass the time, 40 minutes more. So what I'll discuss, few times marriages of Krishna with Radharani. Everybody know the Radharani did not marry Krishna. The whole world knows that. All Hindus knows that Radharani is mummy, you know mummy, not mother, it's auntie. Abhimanyu is brother of mother Yashoda, their family relationship. As all Hindus they know that Krishna married, not married practically, was having rasa dance and everything with Radharani. But Puranas and from the descriptions of our Acharyas, we see few times Radharani had married to Krishna. Of course, there is two concepts in marriage or in relationship, two concepts of relationship of Krishna with Radharani. One is parakya, another is sokya. Parakya means whether to marriage some relationship. Sokya means you marry and develop a relationship. So there are few marriages took place, which even if marriage took place, but it is not known to people in general. That's why it is almost like parakya. Parakya means what? Krishna has permanent relation, eternal relationship with Radharani. When some pastimes takes place, for people in general or society does not understand and create some obstacles for Radharani to meet with Krishna. So that is the cream part of the essence of the loving relationship. Jaya jaya jola rasa sarva rasa sar parakya bhave jaha brajate prachar. The essence of all the rasas is that. So I heard one Maharaja was telling that how that day Radharani's marriage was taking place with Abhimanyu. Mother Yashoda, she had come with baby Krishna to attend the marriage ceremony. And when there was a platform, the marriage ceremony is going on there. And Krishna started to cry, baby Krishna started to cry very loudly. And so many different ways they are trying to pacify him, but he did not stop his crying. Then they thought, oh, where the ceremony is taking place, for so many people are there, they are playing so many drums, music, the baby will go there, he will stop crying. So they took baby Krishna, where Abhimanyu and Radharani is sitting. So they will have marriage joining their hands, the marriage will take place. And Abhimanyu saw sitting on the marriage platform, Krishna is crying out of affection. He just picked up Krishna and put on his lap. No. So when the time came, the Brahman will put Abhimanyu's hand on Radharani's hand. Krishna in a playful mood pulled his hand and put his hand there. So this is another very bewildering pastimes. Especially, how old is Radharani from Krishna? Same age, or Radharani is younger, he's older. How old is she? That's a Prabhupada saying Radha Krishna's relationship is a big, great puzzle, very puzzling, you know, very puzzling. So this one kind of marriage took place. The next marriage took place, as you must have heard, once Krishna, Nanda Maharaj, in Brahma Vaivarta Puran, some hints has been given in this regard. And then our Acharya is giving more description on this matter, that how once Krishna, Nanda Maharaj went for grazing cows, carrying baby Krishna to Bhandarivan. And all of a sudden, Nanda Maharaj saw whole sky become dark, and so much heavy wind, lightning, thunderbolt, and baby Krishna was so scared, and he grabbed Nanda Maharaj's neck, very scared. Nanda Maharaj became very worried. Now how I have to take care of the cows and calves and baby Krishna, what will happen? Heavy rain. Then immediately he saw from far distance a very beautiful girl approaching them. Then Nanda Maharaj recognized her, said, oh, Radharani, you have come. Please take this boy. I have to take care of the cows. Take this boy. But make sure you return. Make sure you return him to his mother, because he's only my boy. I don't have anybody else. So make sure you return him to his mother. Then Radharani carried the baby Krishna. Very unique. The Radharani carrying the baby Krishna in her hand. So what mood she must have that time, carrying baby Krishna, who who carry your son, your baby, carrot. Is a Radharani. She has madhur ras. A santa, dasya, sakha, vatsala, madhur. Five rasas are there. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explaining, devotees have santa rasa. But those devotees have dasya rasa, they have santa and dasya. Those have sakha rasa, they have santa, dasya, sakha. The vatsala rasa, they have santa, dasya, sakha, vatsala. The madhur ras, all five rasas has to be there. Santa bhava has to be there. Then dasya bhava has to be there. Sakha bhava has to be there. And vatsala bhava has to be there. So santa rasa, the madhur ras, Radharani, all five rasas are there. Then Radharani took the baby Krishna and went far distant to the bank of Jamuna. And there, very nice place, nice palace. Very nicely decorated. Then Radharani is about to enter into that palace. She reached in front of a room. The room was very nicely decorated. Nice flower bed is there. So Radharani is thinking, wow, very nice place. So just about to enter the room, then Radharani found the baby Krishna disappeared from there. And she felt very sad. Oh, now Krishna is gone. And when she was looking like this, and she raised her head, then she saw Krishna lying on the bed in his Kishore form. She was very happy to see Krishna. So all magic going on here. Whole Krishna's past is full of magics. So then Radha is very happy. Then as you know, then might have heard that Brahma was doing tapasya for thousands of years, but didn't have that tapasya. Then Brahma appeared there. Then Brahma, being the greatest Brahman, arranged whole marriage ceremony of Radharani with Krishna, Yajna Kunda, and tying knots in their cloth, and circumambulating Yajna Vedi for 7 times, giving Asirvad, the whole ceremony took place. So another kind of marriage also took place here. Of course, after that, then Krishna said, Radharani, oh, I love you so much now, I would like to decorate you. So very affectionately, Radharani sat down and Krishna decorating her, what is this, bread? Breading? With flowers and everything. And Radharani thinking, oh, very nice, now you decorated me, so I will decorate with you, decorate you. Krishna, as soon as Radharani prepared, just about to decorate Krishna, Krishna disappeared, become baby form here, there. I can become baby form. So Radharani was so sad, you know, again become baby form. Then Radharani brought the baby back to Mother Yashoda. It's another very bewildering also. Now, how old was Radharani? How she appears? So second marriage of Krishna with Radharani. As another famous pastimes you must have heard, when Brahma Vimohan pastime took place, you know, Brahma has stolen all the boys. Then Krishna manifested him as same, exactly same cowherd boys. Because all Brajavasis, they had a great desire that Krishna spending all the time with Mother Yashoda, how he can get him also. So to fulfill that desire, Krishna manifested this pastime. So Krishna in this way went to all Brajavasis' house in the form of cowherd boys, in the form of calf also. So you know how Brahma came and saw the same calves are there, cowherd boys are there, then Brahma was very bewildered. I put them in sleep, in cave, how they came back so quickly? Then I went again to see, they're sleeping there, came back to see, they're also here. So 1 year been passed. Nobody knows, no Brajavasi knows. Hard to speak of Brajavasi will know, even Balaram did not know also. That's why Ekala, Ishwara, Krishna, Arsa, Vritya. Everybody only servant. Not only living entities are servant of Krishna. Vishnu also servant of Krishna. Balaram also servant of Krishna. Mujjanti Jatasuraya. This great quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even builders, great demigods and great central personalities. How to speak of great demigods and central personalities? Even Balaram also getting bewildered. So 1 year passed. Then Balaram is thinking, what is going on? Balaram knows usually all Brajagopikas, all Brajavasis, they love Krishna very much. Even if they have their own children, they don't love their children so much. They all run for Krishna. But nowadays, Balaram observing, these people are they don't love Krishna anymore. So what is wrong? What is going on? With all the cows also, unless Krishna walks in front of them, cows do not move forward. And here, Balaram watching a big difference. The cows, they have young calves, but instead of going with young calves, they see the elderly calves, they're running towards the elderly calves. Then for one moment, Balaram was very bewildered. Then he realized, oh, what Krishna has done. Since 1 year, Krishna was in every Brajavasi's house, and Purnamasi made a plan. Purnamasi told all Brajavasis that this 1 year is the best muhurta now. And also, I have heard the Kansa will come and steal all your daughters. So better you give marriage to your daughters to all other boys. So in this way, all Brajavasis, whatever age daughters they had, they gave marriage to all the boys in Braj. So as a matter, whom did they marry?
Krishna.
They married to Krishna also. The third time married. So on top of that, so many times Krishna's meeting with Krishna in Siddhashram, that I'll explain to you afterwards. And how Chandravali, Radharani, Lalita, Visakha, 16,108, all gopis were transferred to Dwaraka. Again, marriage takes place there also. If time is the permits, I'll tell this afterwards. But I'll tell you, these are all secret marriage, nobody knows. But I'll tell you, an open marriage takes place with Krishna and Radharani and with all the gopis. So Krishna left Vrindavan as Radharani was cursed. Who had cursed Radharani? To be separated from Krishna for 100 years. Sridham in Golok Vrindavan. Suddenly we separated from Krishna 100 years. But I think in Golok Vrindavan 100 years. How to calculate 100 years? That's why Krishna came here 100 years. 100 years here is nothing in Golok Vrindavan. So this manifested here, so Krishna left. So after 100 years, Krishna killed the demon, Dantavakra, Sallo. Then blowing his kangsal and riding on his chariot, he reached in Nandagram, in Braj. And all Brajavasis very happy. The whole description, how to welcome Krishna, then Krishna brought all kinds of gifts and gave them, and Krishna stayed in Vrindavan, in Gokul. I think by that time, Nanda Maharaj had moved to Gokul maybe. Otherwise, why he stayed at Gokul? Then Nanda, Jasoda, they were very happy Krishna had come back. All Brajavasis are very happy Krishna had come back. But that one thing to feel very sad. What was that? Which was creating too much sad within their heart? That was that chariot which was standing in front of Nanda Maharaj's house. They feel very happy to see Krishna. But as soon as they see the chariot, this chariot is still waiting here. That means again Krishna will go back. So they are feeling very sad. No? That's like a thorn for them. This chariot is still standing there. That means Krishna will go back. So one day, early morning, Nanda and Jasoda, they went to Krishna's quarter. Immediately Krishna got up and offered obeisances, welcomed Nanda Jasoda. They sat on his bed. Krishna sitting in the middle, Nanda Maharaj holding one hand, and Mother Jasoda holding one hand. Oh my dear son, what you have done, we cannot forget, you have come back, we are very happy. Then Mother Jasoda started to cry, but we are not really happy. So why you are not happy? I have come back to you. You have come back to us, but again you will go back. No, I promise Mother. Mother, I will never go back. I have come here for good, I will stay with you only. Then Jasoda Mother said, yes, maybe you are very strong in your desire, you want to stay behind here. But what about if again Pandava and Kaurava will start to fight, or some demons will come out? or your relatives in Dwaraka, they will demand you to go back. You may not want, but your duty may force you to go back again. Then Krishna is pacifying, no way I will go back. So many different ways. I take the dust of your feet, in the name of strength of dust of feet, I promise whatever he is promising. Then Nanda Maharaj said, Krishna, whatever way you may try to assure us, but we cannot believe. Then what will make you to believe? Then Mother Jasoda said, one thing will make us to believe that you will stay here, that you marry again. Oh, that's all, okay, no problem. Then Nanda Maharaj, yes, that will be good. Yes, you marry here. Because you are here, but all your wives are there. You may need to run out there. You marry here, and you lead just like brother traditions. Not with a royal tradition like this, brother tradition, they will be happy. Krishna said, yeah, no problem, I will marry. You arrange my marriage. Whose of the girls I will marry? Tell me, I will marry. What? Which date? You fix the date. Get the girls for me to marry. You consult with others. You arrange, I am ready. Then Nanda was very happy. Very happy. Then they left. Krishna is thinking, how Jagamaya will arrange my marriage? What will happen? So thinking like this. And one day, early morning, Nanda Jasoda reached at the Parnakuti, small cottage, hut of Purnamasi, in the bank of Jamuna. So as soon as Nanda and Jasoda entered in the house, Purnamasi gave a nice seat for them to sit down, they offered obeisances. Immediately Purnamasi said, oh, I know that you want to give your son marriage to daughters. That is what your desire. Then Nanda Jasoda said, how should you say no? He said, you discuss with Krishna and Krishna has agreed to this. Then, okay, tell me, which girls you want to your son to marry? Then Mother Jasoda said, well, in Braj there are some gopis like led by Dhanya. They are not married and they very much desire to marry Krishna. They have done Katyayani Puja. So I suggest Krishna can marry to all those unmarried girls. Then Purnamai said, what about marrying to Radharani and all of the special gopis? Then Nanda Jasoda was very surprised. What? Radharani, they're all married. We know Radharani and all other special gopis, they love Krishna very much, their life and soul. But how can it happen? No, how can this take place? They're all married. How can they marry again to my son? And Purnamai said, don't you know? The parents of all these special gopis, including Radharani, wanted their great desire to give their daughter married to your son. So Nanda Jasoda thinking, yes, if you are saying it is possible, but what they will think? No, they will not think anything. They will be happy because that was their desire. Then Nanda Jasoda said, yeah, that may be okay, but what about all the Brajavasis? It's very, very strange. How Brajavasi will take it? Then Purnamasi said, okay, no problem. I will solve all this problem. The doubt of Brajavasi, I will solve. How can you solve? Then he said, I will solve because I will reveal the truth. But this Radha and other gopis, they have never married. All the Brajavasis are thinking they are married to all these Braja Balakas, boys, they have never married. He did not will anything more, just little bit this much. So okay, Nandaraj, you do one thing. You tell on this day, all the gopis of Braj, all Brajavasis should gather here. In the square, Nanda Maharaj quoted a big square. So tell them to gather here. So then immediately Nanda Maharaj sent invitation to Javat, Abhimanyu came, Varsana, Vrishabhanu king came, from Govardhan, all the village leaders came, from all over Braj, all great personalities, they come. That Purnamasi calling everybody, Nanda Maharaj calling everybody, some great event will take place. They know Krishna has come back, some big festival will take place. Brother, what is this great event will take place? Now all Brajavasis were called, all Brajagopikas were called. In one corner, Radharani with all her gopis are standing, Chandravali is standing, Vrishabhan with his groups, Abhimanyu, all elderly ladies of Braj, they have all gathered. Everybody, what is going to happen now? When everything ready, then Purnamasi entered. Purnamasi came to the arena, that place. Then Purnamasi acts in a very artistical way, in a dramatic way, like a jadukar, magician. While she is walking there, she said, everybody here, everybody from Braj have come here? Nandama, yes. Devi, whomever we are expecting, and we invited everybody here. And Purnamasi asked, all gopis are here? Yes, yes, they are all here, standing here. Everybody is standing. Is Radharani here? And Nandama stood there. Yes, yes, she is standing there. But I don't see everybody here. Some gopis are still not here. Can few of the elderly ladies go to their house and check if anybody left behind there? Then few elderly ladies, they ran to the house and everybody waiting. And when they came back, they looked very excited. So what is the news? So very surprised, they are looking to all the gopis standing there. I saw Radharani there. She is there serving in her house. Cooking? How she is here? Then another gopi went, Are, I saw this gopi, she is cleaning the courtyard there. How she is here? They are all going. They are all very surprised. They identified. All gopis here, they are all in their house. So everybody surprised. How is that happen? They are all here, our family, they are there also. Then Purnamas said, okay, you bring all those gopis here. And all those gopis are brought. So the original gopi groups are there, and duplicate gopi groups are there also. And all Brajavasis are looking. Now, both exactly same. Then Purnamasi said, okay, we bring each together. Original Radhani, duplicate Radhani, you stand together. Original Chandravali, duplicate, stand together. All gopis stand together. Now you see which is original, which is duplicate. All the brothers cannot recognize. All the elderly people going close to their face.